Bear Podcast, episode 449.
On the first day of Christmas, my husband sent to me a bear who is on his knees. On the second day of Christmas, my husband sent to me two nipple clamps and a bear who is on his knees. On the third day of Christmas, my husband sent to me three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fourth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fifth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the sixth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the seventh day of Christmas, my husband sent to me seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the eighth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the ninth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me nine chasers chasing, eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the tenth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 11th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 12th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 12 rimmers rimming, 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt, bear problem. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray. And we're live.
And we're live. Yes, this is episode 449, and we are alive. It's the day after
the end of the world.
The end of the world. We're recording a little earlier because we'll be busy in the next few weeks.
Well, normally we record on Monday night, so it's Christmas Eve, so we're doing other stuff.
Yeah, so we're recording right now on a Saturday, and right now the house is a little bit. It's getting there. It's Ray's helping, and Wayne behind the camera. Hey, Wayne, there he is. You can't see him right now. Say hi.
Hey guys.
Okay, there we go.
Here, sit on Santa's lap.
Here's Wayne. He's helping us out.
Get ready to the house.
Okay. Okay, so it's actually the day after the end of the world, which is
according to the Mayans.
According to the Mayans, so we are still alive.
We're still alive. So hopefully everything changes and we all become world peace, and it's all like Star Trek.
That's right. So I'm happy that we're still alive and we're able to record the show for you guys before we go.
If they're a day or two off, tomorrow might be a different story.
Okay, so what we do on this is pretty much the last episode of the year. Right? This is pretty much the last episode of the year. Yep. So we're recording this show. We're kind of we're pre-recording this. So you guys are...
We're pre-coming it.
You're pre-coming it. So we're just doing a show for you guys just to fill in for next week. And also the next week we're going to do a flashback, which is actually an episode with Buck Ramsey.
Okay. So when we had to take down for a while, but now we can put it back up. Yay.
Yeah, it was down for a while, and then we put it back up because of some reasons we cannot say right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's already, it should be up right now. It's episode 293, I think. It was.
And then when we come back, the first show will be episode 450.
Yeah, 450 will be our New Year's show. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do right now. In this episode, we're going to do rundown. The highlights.
This time next year we'll be at episode 500.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Episode 500 on December next year.
Yeah, we've lasted longer than some TV shows.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't get paid as much, but we last.
We don't get paid, though, but hey, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so what's up, Ray? Let's do some quick weekend updates just to...
I don't know.
This is a big topic from last night. And we kept laughing.
It's just been one of those weeks. It's just been it's just been a blue Christmas so far. It has not been a good week.
I know. I want to talk about that. What happened last night?
Well, we talked about last night, but let's start off with what happened early in the week.
Okay.
We do a secret sign in the office.
And
because I'm not getting to go home this year, or you know, there's no big thing to exchange gifts or anything with anybody's family, I was really hyping myself up to it. I even went and got everybody hot chocolate and candy canes and put little stickers on their cups that if it's the end of the world, if it's the zombie apocalypse tomorrow, when you wake up in the morning, don't get bitten, I double tap. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Ray. And I put chocolate and candy, put it on everybody's desk. I went all out at work and all this kind of stuff. And then those hussies at work do the secret Santa without me.
Okay, is it a white elephant exchange gift a secret Santa?
It's really a secret Santa. We draw names.
And you were not included?
Well, I was included, but they did it without me.
Oh, that kind of...
So
that
I didn't get to see anybody open their gifts.
Oh, that sucks.
It does suck. They're a bunch of bitches is what they are. So.
They're not so nice.
And then I've had a couple dates this week that have not gone so well. Mm-hmm. They've just... Pretty boys with no personality, and it's just like, oh my God, it's one of those things you just want to pull your fingernails out and get out of the date. And then last night
was the biggest.
And it wasn't really a date. I mean, it was like a friend thing, but you know, I guess when you ask somebody to go with you to party, you kind of assume it's like a date. And I asked somebody that I've talked to for a while, and we've actually met, and you know, and I thought, okay, they'll be okay. They're new to Houston. They want to get out and meet some new people and stuff.
New to Houston.
Okay. Well, they used to live in Houston. Now they just recently moved back. So, you know, I was trying to be nice. I thought, I won't be nice anymore. I'm just going to be a total little bitch to everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, the big question for me last night, Ray, why was your date naked?
Wayne?
Technically, he was not naked.
That's
he was not naked.
Okay. I guess I should have known something when he asked what the dress code was, and I jokingly said, "Oh, jock and collar."
Oh, you told
him
that.
Well, we were joking. I mean, he said, "What do I need to wear? Is it formal or casual?" I said, "Oh, it's just wear your jock and collar." And he said, "Okay, what color jock?" And I said, "Pink." And he said, "Okay." So he actually put on a pink jock and showed up. But The host of the party was wanting somebody to give out Jello shots. So I said, you need to talk to the chaser over here. They're good about getting people drunk. So they got him out of his shirt, and he was going around giving people Jello shots. And next thing I knew, they had him out of his pants. And he stayed out of them the rest of the night.
I think he enjoyed it.
Oh, he very much enjoyed it. He enjoyed the attention. And then he got groped by a whole bunch of people and manhandled by a bunch of people, like Wayne said. And he he enjoyed it. So.
Not by me.
And then, when I finally got him to go get his clothes on because it was time to go, and I was embarrassed to hell. I mean, I was really embarrassed last night. I didn't know what to say or what to do. I was just stunned that, you know, it might have been one thing if they'd done it for 5 or 10 minutes, but they stayed naked in their jock strap all night long. And it wasn't that kind of party.
It was not that kind of party. It's a get-together party just to drink, and everybody's casual. It's kind of chilly.
Yeah, it's a white people party because, you know,
There were girls there, but
it was a white people party. It was chips and dips. It wasn't like an Asian party where you go, and they got the full spread for you and lots of alcohol.
It's not an Asian party.
And some chips.
Yeah.
So.
But then everybody's all casual and everything, and then there's one...
Walking around naked. I happened to bring, and... And, you know, I guess...
You need to screen them better.
I've been talking to them for weeks. I'd actually met them. They seemed like they were pretty normal. You know,
next time you have someone like that, you know, talk to them. I'm going to take you to a party. Can you promise you're not going to be naked? Can you do that?
I just think I'm just going to give up on dating and start going
stag. Oh, come on.
I want to become Julio. I'm just going to be like the rest of... Because you ask somebody on a date, they quit talking to you anymore.
Oh.
So I'm just going to, like... Be a slut and hook up with people and not, you know, be like Coolio, go everywhere by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
But anyway, that was
Yeah, so Mike came over this week and we went to that doomsday party.
Yeah.
Hey, hi Mike. He's waving over there.
Yeah.
He's in bed.
He's watching the Ohio game. Who's winning, Mike?
It's tied.
Tied?
Against Kansas, right? Okay, it's basketball. Anyway, so... Mike and I just, we went to Dave and Reed. So shout out Dave and Reed. Thank you for a great party. That was a great party.
And I apologize profusely to Dave and Reed. God, I forgot.
I'm sorry for bringing a naked date with you to your party. Okay, so.
But we didn't even get to the best part of that.
Well, what's the best part? The bacon cookie, the chocolate
cookies? No, that wasn't, I didn't even get to try those. But the best part was. One of the guys there gave him his phone number, and I think he left my house and went hooked up with that guy.
God.
Because I told him to text me when he got home because, you know, it was late and everything, and he texted me 30 minutes later, and I know it takes long to get from my house to where he said he lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and on the way, when we left, from time we left, he kept looking at his phone like he was waiting on something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So I was like, oh, well. So.
All right. Pretty sad.
Men, you're all scum.
Mike is dancing naked in front of me. He was naked there. You didn't see me. Anyway, I got distracted. Sorry. Mike's dancing naked.
Anyway, he's naked back there. Not
he's naked back there. Anyway, okay. So before we go on. So yeah, it's a doomsday show. Nothing happened except
for my life and pride last night.
Your pride.
It was destroyed.
Your life was destroyed. I'm sorry, Ray. Okay, so before we go on, I would like to ask you guys to vote for us at Best of the Bears for 2012 on the Complete Bear. They are sponsoring another Best of the Bears, so all you have to do is go to bearpodcast.com/vote and vote for us.
I think Jeff Rockcub's on there too, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Jeff Rockcub is one of the Best of the Bears, performer.
Yeah.
So you have to check on that. So yeah, bearpodcast.com/vote, so you could vote for us.
Well.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you in advance. Also, if you want to send holiday cards, it's not too late. You know, you can send it to Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. So if you want to send us that. And one more announcement. God, there's so many announcements here. I was actually talking to Doug Langway, the director, and I believe he's the writer also, of Bear City 2. And bearcity.com, you guys wanted to check them out. They have the DVD out, so you guys can buy it. You can go get it. It's we watched it. You watched it in P-Town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You watched it in P-Town.
I really enjoyed it. Actually, I watched the first movie the other night.
Well, oh, you did? Yeah,
earlier this week.
And we got, even there, we got to meet some of the actors. True. in P-Town. We got to meet some of the actors of Bear City 2, so that was good. So yeah, BearCity2.com. We'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out. All right, let's go on with our recap of the year 2012. Okay. So who goes first, Ray? You or me? Okay,
go ahead. Are these yours or mine, or did you just mix them up?
I don't know. You wrote them up, so.
Oh, these are the ones I did? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first one was from January 19th, 2012, which was Bear Podcast, episode 402. Nakia was in Houston, and we did The Bears and Bars, and that's the show that Maynard made me do drag in.
That's right. Really? What do you mean? You made me go in drag.
Y'all watch the videos and see who was really in charge of that drag.
Go to episode 402. So what happened here was, actually, that was the weekend when Ray and I went to, I forgot the bar's name, Capitol Hill?
Capitol Hill Bar.
Anyway, Nakia
is... Was that for New Year's, or was it after New Year's?
It's after New Year's, January 19th. So, Nakia is one of the contestants back then of The Voice. If you guys are watching The Voice, you know, CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera, they were the ones judging it. And he was in Team CeeLo, and Nakia, you know, he didn't win, so... but it gave
but
him a lot
in,
of...
He came in top group, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I did.
I think, like, top 10, wasn't
it? Yeah. So he said, it was pretty good. So, of course, when he sings, what is it? Fuck You?
Yeah,
that song. Yeah, so that he sang it in the clean version. So Nakia was he did the intro for us. So thank you, Nakia. And that's when also the episode where Ray and I, along with Young, we did Bears in Bras. Are we gonna do that next year?
Maybe it's gonna be later in the year than it was this year. Okay. So it's gonna be February, March sometime. So
Okay, on February 1st, we had Bear Podcast episode 404 with Justin and Josh from MTV's True Life. I'm a Chubby Chaser. That's the episode on MTV. And we had Justin and Josh, who were in that TV show on MTV, that they were... We had them as our guests.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. They're a white guy, Asian guy, Filipino guy, couple. And they were supposed to get married a year after, right?
I need to hit them up on Facebook because I see them post all the time. Mm-hmm. So I need to hit them up and see how they're doing. Yeah. So
they were on MTV.
Yep.
MTV. Alongside with a straight guy who likes chubby girls. And this one's a gay guy with liking chubby guys. So it's MTV.
Yeah, and we also did the Halloween Expo, which is fun because then we get to see what's all going to be on the Halloween stores in October.
That's right. We go to the Halloween and Party Expo during February, to see what's going to be hot. And what was hot this year? I guess it was zombie stuff, right?
The shaking zombie things.
Shaking zombie things? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all zombie.
Which I thought was funny because they were at the expo, and then I started watching is it Monsters, Inc., I think, on one of the channels where they actually create all the monsters and stuff for the amusement parks and stuff to sell that they sell to all the haunted houses and on retail stuff that the company that makes all that I thought that was pretty funny. So
yeah,
because I saw some of the stuff and they said, oh yeah, and they were at Halloween Expo, so we were there and I was like, I was looking to see if I could see any of us in the shots, but they didn't get us. So
anyway, okay, so moving on, we have Bearpalooza in Houston. That's episode 410. It's March 15th. So we had the Bearpalooza guys, Jay and Freddie Freeman, also Sean Kegalis, and they're on tour, and they went through Houston, and then on the way from Houston, they went to TBRU. Yeah. So,
and we also did a show here with them.
Yeah, we did the show here in the studio.
Yeah,
if you call this the studio
in the remodels
in the remodels
being remodeled studio.
We gated up really well. So yeah, thank you, Freddie, Jay, and Sean for being in the show. It's awesome that you guys are. Joined us, and it's one of the highlights of our year.
Yep. And then Bear Podcast, episode 413, we were live at Drench Fur, and we had the Chaser Show.
Mm-hmm.
We had Devin and Jeff, and we recorded the show live at Drench Fur in Erie, PA. We played a game of KFM, and then Gary joined us at Splash Lagoon for interviewing.
That's right.
Gary's in charge of everything. Hey, Gary.
So that was the KFM. We played KFM. It's Kill Fuck Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Who given three people, who are you going to kill, who are you going to fuck, and who are you going to marry? And we played around with that. So You didn't like it, did you?
I didn't like the choices that
you
I was given.
You didn't like
given,
the choices.
So I was pretty much kill them all.
Just kill them all. You didn't like the names that he got. Okay, so yeah, thanks Devin and Jeff. We had them on the show. It's awesome to have a Chaser show once in a while.
Yeah.
Probably do it once a year lately.
Yeah.
Should do it more.
We'll do it some more. So we'll have to get some Chasers together.
And Gary, also shout out Gary for joining us. Probably the second time, third time. Yeah, it's your first time to meet Gary.
Gary, yeah. Live in person, yeah.
Live in person.
But, you know, once we got the restraining order set, we were all good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on. We have episode 420, Bear Watch. North Star is a power bottom. Yes, if you know North Star from
no, we don't know if he's a power bottom. We just said
we just know he's gay. Okay, we just know North Star is gay, but we don't know if he's a power bottom really. So we just got back from Bear Watch 13 in Galveston, and Ray talked about North Star being a power bottom. You're the one that said it. Right?
Oh no, he's a power bottom.
And I got sunburned that weekend from Bear Watch.
Yeah, and our buddy Dave had fun playing chasing around a greased pig.
Yeah, Dave is
and being a pig.
Is being a pig that weekend. Oh my god.
A wink.
That was also the Bear Watch where we coined the term doing the Johnny, remember?
Oh, that's right, doing the Johnny, because we were talking about it last night.
That's right. Oh, really?
Yes.
He talked about it last night for the party.
Well, Johnny was there, and we were like, so are you going to do the Johnny tonight? And he just was like all disgusted. I think he's got a new boyfriend, right?
Yeah, he does.
That guy that's kind of following around as his boyfriend?
Yeah, it's Mike, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so doing the Johnny, it is defined as walking around the parking lot naked.
Naked, yeah.
It has to be in a parking lot
not
naked.
Giving a rat's ass.
Yes.
Unlike walking around a party in your jock strap and embarrassing the person that took you.
Yeah. So, yeah. You're sweet. You're really bitter here, aren't you?
I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It has been
party
a shitty week.
A
bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you. Don't even get me started on the other dates I had this week that were just bad. So.
Okay, so next one, Ray.
Let's see, what did we just do?
Oh, we did the...
episode 426. That's right. Episode Bear Podcast, episode 426, Nard's Bachelor Party.
That's right.
The surprise bachelor party.
Honestly, I did not know anything about it. I just know we're going to go to what's his name? To Mark's.
Yeah.
And, okay, we're going to have a pool party. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And I almost canceled it. Or I almost said that I can't go because I have a softball thing, but then I'm going to follow, right? But I did not go through that. I just went to the party.
Yeah, we finally convinced him that he needed to come up to Mark's. And then he was like, surprise. And he had his own stripper.
I had a bear stripper. Oh, my God, my very own. I never had a stripper before.
He cooked steaks and sausages.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
While in the nude? No. You know what's funny?
Yeah.
He was shy to strip naked, really totally naked in front of me. Oh, okay, so he danced with a thong on, with a leather thong, leather everything. And then, okay, time for a pool. He took the leather off and walked through the living room naked and went to the pool.
Yeah. Like,
I don't get it. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't want to dance naked, but you just walked naked in front of everyone. Anyway. But anyway, it was fun. Thank you, Robert.
We also watched Magic Mike that weekend.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Magic Mike. You liked that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Magic Mike. I mean, much eye candy for you.
Yeah,
so even the guy who played, the guy in who played Alcide on True Blood was there. He's one of the dancers.
Catchers, yeah.
One of the dancers.
Huh. I think he was Big Mike or something like that because he was the one that pumped.
Oh, did he? You see? Okay, so next episode is actually Bear Week 2012 in Providence, Massachusetts. So we had a blast in Bear Week, and Devin joined us in that show, and also Benny and Carrie jumped in the show.
That's right. Where was Jeffrey at?
Oh, I don't know. He was somewhere.
He was bouncing around somewhere.
He was bouncing around somewhere, and Cho was the one taking the camera.
That's right. Cho was
filming
us.
Yeah.
So
there was I'll just say it out loud. There was an asshole there.
Yes.
Beside me. Okay. I hope you don't mind if I, I hope it's okay. I put the camera around here, and it's just said, he said something very offensive, like, well, I don't appreciate people, blocking my view, something like that. Well, he was just really a total ass. I didn't like.
We were there before they plopped their asses down, too. So.
And then I wanted to say, some people are fucking assholes, too. So what can I do? I should have said that, but I didn't like that guy. Anyway, so we did the show anyway.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
front of him. And he left anyway.
So anyway, then we moved on to Bear Podcast episode 432, where the Bears are interviewed with Ben Zook and Joel Deagle.
Yes. So Ben Zook and Joe Dittle, yeah, they did the Where the Bears Are.
Where the Bears Are.
Him and
which we got the Rick. DVD we need to watch.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
we still haven't watched it. We haven't still watched the Christmas episode.
That's right. Yeah.
So we had them in the show and talked about how they came about this show. Things can really brew up. I mean, you can really be creative when you're in a hot tub. That's what they're talking about.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it'd be very creative in a hot tub.
You can do creative things. You can think of creative things when you're in a hot tub.
Ask Dave.
That's right. Dave, take note, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so what's next?
Next was Bear Podcast episode 438 with a slam interview with Larry. Yep. We also was our sexy Santa, whose pictures we showed here last week. So, and there might be a couple still rolling around. I don't know. So
yeah. So Larry has the site called Slam. Go to getslamming.com for that. Is that right?
Yep. And it's basically the gay Facebook.
It's a gay Facebook, very much. I mean, God, I don't know. I hope they don't get sued because it really looks like Facebook. If you go to getslamming.com and you log in, it's very gay. You know, it's got communities and stuff.
They're all gay.
Yes, and the app is okay. It's pretty good. It's very
unlike Facebook. It's got a nice section to it that you can open up and you can see which of the gays are around you. So it could eventually become a hookup app.
Yeah, it's pretty much a competitor to Grindr, to Growler.
Yeah,
to
but it's more Facebook too. You can post and do all kind of stuff. So
that's right. All right, so a few more highlights of the year, which I kind of noted down here.
Yeah.
Of course.
You got married.
Mike and I got married in Provincetown.
That's
and,
right.
And who was our sodomizer? No, solemnizer. Solemnizer. He's not the sodomizer. The solemnizer was Ray. Well, I know you're a sodomizer, Ray, so everybody knows that. Yeah. And
I got a new car.
Ray got a new car.
Yeah.
So how is your car driving right now? This is the first time
you've had a sedan. It's good. I've been driving the hell out of it. I've already put 1,200 miles on it. I ain't even had it a month yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess it's all the back and forth up here 2 or 3 times a week.
Here?
Yeah.
Really?
Because I've been up here 2 or 3 times a week the last 2 weeks.
I thought it's the amount of driving you do when you pick up tricks.
No. No,
doesn't work that way? No. Okay. I thought it was.
No, I don't think I picked any of them up.
They come over and ride with you and get naked in parties.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so those are the highlights of the year of 2012.
Yeah.
Now on with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. We need the stinger audio for this. We need an audio editor here. Okay, so would you like to do the gay, Ray? Or?
Yes, I'll do the gay because I feel very gay today.
Okay.
NBC Los Angeles, gay conversion therapy ban blocked by court. A federal appeals court on Friday put the brakes on a first-of-its-kind California law that bans therapy aimed at turning gay minors straight. A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an emergency order putting the law on hold until it can hear full arguments on the issue. The law was set to take effect January 1st. Licensed counselors who practice so-called reparative therapy and two families who say their teenage sons have benefited from sought the injunction after a lower court judge refused the request.
I don't think that worked.
So
I don't think it worked for those teenage sons.
Yeah. The law, which passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Jerry Brown this fall, states that therapists and counselors who use sexual orientation change efforts on clients under 18 would be engaging in unprofessional conduct and subject to discipline by state licensing boards.
Have to be more than 18 to go through this
reparative
therapy.
Okay. The appeals court order prevents the state from enforcing the law SB 1172, while a different three-judge panel considers that the measure violates the First Amendment rights of therapists and patients.
Parents.
And parents.
Okay.
So, sorry. Rights of parents and parents. So
reparative therapy.
Well, that's where they go in and beat into your head that you're not gay. It's kind of like that guy that's married to that crazy Republican chick, but every time you see him on camera, he's like floating down the screen. His loafers are so light.
Larry Craig?
Yeah, whatever his name is, I don't know.
He's a senator? No?
No, his wife's a senator.
Oh, the wife's a senator. Oh, really?
The wife, yeah, she was big in the Republican Party.
Sarah Palin?
No.
Oh, she's not a senator. No, she's not.
No, she was a governor. So
she was a governor.
I know who I'm talking about.
Okay, so reparative therapy, what do you think of this? Effective or not? I don't think so.
I don't know. I think there might be some young kids that might be a little confused just because
something happened, but and it's, and there might, and I think on some people it is a choice to be gay, or some people they just don't give a rat's ass, they do whatever makes them feel good. So it might work on some people, but I think a majority of most gays already know they're gay, and then they just have to learn how to deal with it. They don't need to be repaired. They just need to learn how to be gay and happy, so yeah. They can get old and bitter.
So they're just saying here, really, that you.
He laughed at that. He got it. He laughed.
What is it? The reparative therapy. It looks like that, you know, if you are a therapist or a counselor, you cannot do it with people under 18. Mm-hmm. So you know.
So like if parents catch their kids playing, you know, with if the father catches the son playing with the daughter's Barbie dolls, he can't go throw them in reparative session, so he won't be gay.
That's right. You have to write it out, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You have to write it out until the 18, then
yeah.
Do that.
And of course, by the time they think they've been wrote out so much, you know, it's a mute point. So.
Or they don't have to do anything. They really are gay.
Yeah.
Okay. So on with the geek. How to launch Google Maps navigation using Siri without jailbreaking. Okay, so you guys who have iPhone 5s and those who have Siri, you can do this now. So millions of iPhone users rejoiced last week as the highly anticipated Google Maps app launched for iOS, which I downloaded. Did you get it?
You downloaded it for me, remember?
Yes, that's right.
And I used it the other night.
And it was helpful, right?
And it was helpful, and I didn't realize it because it was connected to my Bluetooth. When it told to do a direction, it came through the stereo system, and I was like, wow.
Wow. Oh. Awesome.
I wish you'd tell me, he said, don't take your date, would you?
okay, so and put an end to user reliance on Apple's awful Maps app.
Yeah.
So who knows? Many lives may have been saved. Yeah, that's true. Because people, you know, were in trouble in Australia, which I'm afraid this is going to happen to me. Now that I have Google Maps, I'm good. So iPhone users aren't completely out of the woods, though, as Apple's Map app is still the default application using for mapping integration inside other third-party apps. And it's also used by Siri when asking for directions. Using a simple trick that requires no jailbreak or hacking of any kind, however, users can easily bypass ties between Siri and Apple's Maps app to get directions using Google Maps. So there's a way around it. As noted by Cult of Mac on Saturday, adding via transit, when you say something, via transit to the end of your sentence when asking Siri for directions, jumps past the Apple's own mapping app and brings users to a screen that allows them to select Google Maps for directions. And the Google Maps app would then open with the destination already populated, and users will be given the option to get directions or navigate to the desired destination on foot via public transit or in a car. So, if you're looking for a bathhouse and you want to use Google Maps, you say, Siri, where's the nearest bathhouse? Via transit. When you say that, your Siri will give you maps using Apple Maps, and it will also give you Google Maps directions.
That's
so
right.
You can use the Google Maps directions.
And she will be like, slut, start to your left at 300 feet, take a right, slut.
That's right. No. Well, or if you're, Siri, where is the nearest gay bar? Via transit. So that's what you do.
Yep.
So you get your, all right. I tried it.
Siri, via transit, where's the closest gay?
Beep.
And Siri says, girl.
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 It's right beside you, girl.
Look in the mirror, girl. Look in the mirror.
Okay, Ray, so what's the next story?
Bizarre. Great, now I can get fired. Boss, this in my year. Good. Bosses can fire irresistible workers. A dentist acted legally when he fired an assistant that he found attractive simply because he and his wife viewed the woman as a threat to their marriage. The all-male Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday. Mm-hmm. The court ruled 7-0 that bosses can fire employees they seem as an irresistible attraction, even if the employee has not engaged in flirtatious behavior or otherwise done anything wrong. Such firings may be unfair, but they are not unlawful discrimination under the Iowa Civil Rights Act because they are motivated by feelings and emotions, not gender, Justice Edwards Mansfield wrote. An attorney for Fort Dodge dentist, James Knight, said the decision, the first of its kind now, is a victory for family values because Knight fired Melissa Nelson in the interest of saving his marriage, not because she is a woman, but because he couldn't keep his hands off of her. But Nelson's attorney said Iowa's all-male high court, one of only a handful in the nation, failed to recognize that discrimination that women see routinely in the workplace. These judges sent a message to Iowa women that they don't think men can be held responsible for their sexual desires and that Iowa women are the ones who have to monitor and control their boss's sexual desires, said Attorney Paige Felder. If they get out of hand, then the women can be legally fired for it.
Okay, so you can get fired if you're hot.
If you're hot, that's right. So, you know, I'm going to get fired Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday when I walk in the door, I guess.
Don't you think that, you know, it's, what if it's a, you know, at work, I mean, somebody finds you hot, and then I'm going to fire you because you're too hot.
So you're manager of a strip bar in Iowa.
Okay.
And your wife finds that all the women in the bar are better looking than her.
Yeah.
So you bring in all the old nasty old skanks to replace the hot blondes and brunettes and redheads.
You're all fired.
That's right.
Okay,
all right. You know, then what would Dixie cut? Bambi, sweet and sour. Mm-hmm. What will they do for a job?
Oh, gosh.
Brandy.
You're right. Brittany. What does a manager of a strip bar do?
So he
has to hire ugly ones.
That's right.
Yeah. Uglier than
So he has to hire women that looks like most of your wives anyhow. So.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Strip bar. Really?
So, I don't know. But
when's the last time you've been into a strip bar? Last night?
No, I didn't go to a strip bar. Shut up, Wayne. Shut up. I've been in one in Houston, so I guess in the last 10 years.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I would say about 10 years ago, I also went. You know the one in Colorado? The one on, not Colorado, but it's called Colorado.
On 59?
On 59 Hillcrest.
Did you get lost going to Fung's for dim sum?
No. I was going to dim sum, but instead I went to a strip bar. So you know,
so you got real fishy.
No. It was a bachelor's party for a coworker, for a friend. You know, who got
I noticed on your coworker's getting your bachelor party.
No, I didn't know. Yeah, we kind of went there. But I was the first one to leave. Okay. I was the first one to leave from a strip bar because this is not my speed. This is not my place.
See, so. No lickety clit.
No, I don't. I did try the dollar thing and it's just no.
In your teeth?
No, not with my teeth. I did not do that. I was just there. I was just supportive.
I'd have been like, what do I wrap it around?
Why is it so flat?
Why is it so flat? You should get something to hold on to and wrap the dollar around right. to it, you know.
Gosh. Anyway, okay. So we're going to take a break because we need to drink champagne.
That's right. Champagne, yeah. Do we need to pause? Or are you just going
to... Ray, I need you. No, we need to pause.
Huh?
We're gonna drink this one. Here, Ray. Can you open this? We're gonna open this.
We need glasses.
Oh, we have glasses. We have three glasses here. Maybe.
Don't spill, Ray. Okay.
I don't worry about spilling. I worry about blowing my eye out.
Oh God, it's scaring me. The iPad's away. The tablet's away. You can do it. There you go. Oh my God.
Turn the bottle.
He's got it. Oh! There you go.
Bam!
Oh my God!
He did it.
It was fine.
It's a good thing I took the tablets away. Ray. Oh my God! Look at spilling Ray. Oh my God. Ray, you spilled over the carpet.
Oh my God, it's just champagne.
Just champagne. Okay. Come on, Wayne. Mike is. Okay, here you go, Ray.
There's champagne everywhere.
All right. All right, so to a.
Very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas. And
a Happy New Year. Now we look forward to the zombie apocalypse.
That's right.
Cheers.
That's pretty good. Gummy. Are you thirsty?
Good thing it's not all over you.
I know.
Oops.
I knew it's going to spill at some point. Okay, so Happy New Year, everyone. And maybe on the next episode when we come back, we'll talk about New Year's resolution. Do you have any plan? Is he, or are you going to think about it for the next show?
Be a he-man man-hater.
Be a man-hater?
To be celibate.
To be a muscle daddy?
I don't know about that. That requires a lot of work that I don't have the time or the energy to do.
Okay. So, well, that's it. That's our show. And it's been a great year. It's been one of the best years for me. How about you? How about you, Wayne? You haven't said.
It's been pretty good.
It's pretty good? That's right.
It's been a year of changes.
Yes.
That's definitely 2012. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. At least for the last time for this year. We'll be back in around January 7th. That's pretty much the next date we're going to be recording a new show. And watch out for the next episode, which is actually a flashback with Buck Ramsey. So hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or if you'll leave us a voicemail, give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-22. Stop it. B-E-A-R.
It's the alcohol.
Sure.
It's the alcohol.
Y'all distracting me. That's what it is.
Subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the Vimeo. Official website at bearpodcast.com. Yeah, also on Vimeo.
And YouTube.
Of course. Yeah, you can subscribe there too. Okay. All right, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. We'll catch you guys next year. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf, what a bear.
Good God. They're that naked. He is not Asian. He's Kazakhstan.
Hey.
Keep the TV straight. There you go.
What if the TV's gay? Does your TV act queer?
It is queer. It's a queer TV.
Oh my God, Manor, I can't believe you make us drink this cheap swill.
Thank you, Bear Radio listeners, for joining us in episode 449.
Okay.
Now that's a cut.